Life is changing so quickly at the moment. You might be feeling a little anxious, and believe it or not, your pets are picking up on it. Some people might be wondering how coronavirus could affect pets themselves, and with everything shutting down, are we able to get them to the vet if needs be? All questions that go through your mind. To give us a little bit of insight into how this health crisis might be affecting our pets, we've got Jenny Truan from River Pets on the phone. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
So first of all, do people need to be worried about pets and this virus? Are they safe?
People are safe. Our companion animals are not a source of COVID-19. Dogs and cats certainly have their own coronaviruses, but they're not COVID-19. They've been dealing with their own coronaviruses for a long time, and they only cause mild disease, and they're certainly not something that is transmitted to people.
Because I have heard stories of people dropping their dogs and cats off at shelters and things like that. Is that something you've heard as well?
I've heard some fairly horrific stories, and I suppose it comes out of fear and it comes out of the unknown. And when COVID-19 hit the world, I suppose we didn't quite know what it was all about and what it meant for our people and our people's safety. But certainly at this stage, there's no indication that pets are the source of the infection or a carrier of the infection.
If something does happen to them during this time, we're being asked to stay inside and only asked to go outside in emergencies. But what if we need to have our pet seen by a vet? Is that still something we can do with the current restrictions in place?
Absolutely. We are at this stage just waiting for confirmation from the government that veterinary services will be perceived as essential, and certainly information late yesterday was that Western Australia and one of the other states have received that notification, and it shouldn't be far off becoming a national notification. But we're fortunate in a way that we can actually treat the pets in isolation from the people. So pet owners can actually stay in their vehicles if they're concerned about coming into the veterinary clinic, and we can take their pet from the vehicle into the clinic, have a telephone conversation with them about what's going on, and treat the pet. So from that point of view, as a profession, we're actually very privileged in this crisis because we can treat the pets in isolation from the people.
Jenny, people are being asked to spend more time at home, and look, I don't think your pet or whatever your companion animal is going to be upset about that, but would they be enjoying it, or is this a bit of stress for them as well?
Well, it's certainly a change to their daily routine. and there's lots of memes on social media at the moment with pets wanting to rehome their people because they're interrupting their sleep during the day and they won't keep quiet and they're very busy. So I suppose it's good to have a bit of a giggle about that. But as a general rule, I think our pets enjoy people contact, and it can be quite lonely and quite stressful for them being at home for long hours while we're out at work and doing the things we need to do. So my impression would be that they would actually be enjoying some more human time, even if it did disturb their 23.5 hours of sleep per day that they're used to getting.